Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just given the word that since Loretta is here, I can start. But welcome to everybody, a special welcome to our visitors. We're happy that you're with us, and we pray that this will be a meaningful worship for you also. A few announcements to be made. One is that on Wednesday, St. Luke's Women's Group is invited to the United Church of Christ, the Congregational Church, for the salad, spring fling salad luncheon. And there will not be a Bible study this week because we have to leave for Synod Assembly on Thursday. So Michelle and Karen Clausen and Michelle Lofgren will be going and making certain that I go to all the meetings that I'm supposed to go to. So we have that. In the back, if you have not already filled out one of these membership information sheets, please do. Denise really would like to have the information. And it makes a lot of what we do a lot easier. There's another announcement, or something else went around to be signed, right? It's on its way.
It's on its way.
Okay, fantastic. Other announcements.
Clean up next Saturday, the 4th.
Clean up on the 4th.
If
both inside and outside the building.
Okay. Okay, well, they're doing that over at the Congregational Church, too, so.
And you'll miss it.
What, excuse me?
You'll miss it.
And I get to miss it. Well, considering how I like meetings, I think I would enjoy that more. But we will survive. Okay, if there are no other announcements, the service we'll be using is setting 4 in the Lutheran Book of Worship, and our confession and forgiveness begins on page 94 in the front of the book. Page 94. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thine is the glory. 376.
Is the victory.
147 in the front of the book. Page 147. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. And defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
The first reading is from the fifth chapter of Acts. When they had brought the apostles, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in his name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. God, the God of our ancestors, raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given those who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read Psalm 18, verses 14 through 29 responsively. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Hosanna, O Lord, save us. We praise you, Lord. Prosper our days.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God and has given us light. Form a procession with branches up to the corners of the altar.
You are my God, and I will thank you. You are my God, and I will exalt you.
Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
The second reading is from the first chapter of Revelation. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was also called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hand, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, Put your fingers here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Invite the children to come up.
Hi, good morning. Again. Have you ever had somebody tell you something that was just so unbelievable that you couldn't believe them? What kind of things do they tell you? Do you think of something like, did somebody tell you that they could jump higher than a house? Did anybody tell you that? Did you know that I can jump higher than a house? You don't think so? Well, how high can a house jump? See, we all get people telling us things that are so strange and so unusual. Ever so often, they'll tell us things that we can't believe. Like, can we fly? No. But if I was in an airplane, I could fly, right? See? Well, Thomas is one of the disciples, and he's in the upper room with his friends. But they've been telling him all week long, Jesus was here. We saw him. And Thomas says, come on. You're not going to pull that one on me. I don't believe it. And then what happened? Did you hear what happened in the gospel? Who came? Jesus came and he said, here, look at my hands. Look at my side. It's really me. I'm not a ghost. So next time somebody tells you something that's so incredible, so impossible to believe, remember Thomas. Thomas had to think about what Jesus had done. And then he believed. Do you think you could believe it if Jesus came in the room with you? What if somebody else told you that? Would it be hard to believe? Yeah. Are there certain people you can believe and some people you can't? Yeah. So we have to be careful who we believe. But we can believe that Jesus loves us and came back to life for us, right? Let's say thank you to Jesus, shall we? Thank you, Jesus, for coming back to life and for telling us that the day will come when if we die, we will live too. So bless us, Lord, and help us remember that you are always there to care for us. Amen. Thank you. A man was shipwrecked on a deserted island. And he had been there for 3 years. When finally he saw a ship on the horizon, and he sent up some signals, and he was so happy to see that they stopped and they had sent a boat to come to the island. But when the officer got out of the boat, he had a fistful of newspapers. And he handed them to the man and said, the captain suggested that you might want to read these before you decide whether or not you really want us to rescue you. Wow, what a decision. You know? When you look at all that's going on around the world,
Jim, you know, desert island kind of sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, the disciples were in that position too. They have hidden away in this room, locked the doors for fear of the Jews. And they're wondering, what's going to happen? They know, because the first time he visits, Jesus gives them a mission, that God wants to change the world. The disturbing part of it is one that probably disturbs all of you too. God wants to change the world through you. You know, it's nice to see somebody else change the world, but God wants to use you. Because you see, the day of your baptism, you became a member of his body, the church. You became a disciple of Jesus Christ. So when he appears in the wilderness, in the upper room, it's not a wilderness. It's wherever we are. He is there, and he sends us into that world. There are miracles and wonders around us all over if we open our eyes to see them. But sometimes we're all like Thomas. We have to see it and feel it and touch it ourselves. An inventor brought in this nice little motor. In fact, it was such a good motor. He was so proud of it, he put it on a black velvet cloth and took it to a manufacturer and asked the manufacturer if he would be willing to build it and sell it. And the man looked around it. He could see that it was a beautiful motor. He said, however, as good as it looks, I don't see that it's doing nothing. You want me to consider it? Make it do something. Make it work. And I think that's one of those things that Thomas has problem with too. Making his faith work. Because when Jesus comes, Jesus literally says, make your faith work, Thomas. Here, put your hands in these scars. Put your hand in my side. See, it's real. It's not imaginary. Don't be an engine that could if it would, but it won't. Be an engine that will actually do something. A message not just for Thomas and the other apostles, but a message for every one of us who are disciples of Christ, who are members of his body, called to be the people of God wherever we are. I was thinking, what a temptation it would be to give up the world. You know, I was looking at the news, and which is a mistake sometimes. Sometimes I'm better off not looking at the news. But we've got problems in Sri Lanka, got problems in Israel, you got problems in Iran, you got problems with Russia or China or Washington, D.C. You name it, we got problems in this world. And sometimes we like to say, stop the world, I want to get off. But Jesus says, you're that little engine that can, if it will. I will bless you so that you can do that. But you got to do it. You can't just say you are it. When Jesus calls us, he calls us to be his body. And that's a hard one, because what it means is if the body of Christ is going to live, not a single person, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, how senile you are, you're still called upon to be a living part of that body and to make it work. You think about people like Abraham, a wandering Aramean. All he knows is sheep herding. But God calls him and tells him he's going to make of him a great nation, despite the fact that he's, the fact that he's childless. And he's going to send him to a place that God will show him. And that's us. We're Abraham. And God's sending us in a direction we don't always know where we're going. And we don't even know that we've got all the tools we need to do it. We may think of ourselves as just dumb Buffaloites. But God doesn't call us that. God sees what we have within us and sends us on this journey. There is Joseph. Remember, Joseph was just a kid when he was kidnapped and taken off to Egypt and becomes a slave. But Joseph believed the prayers that he prayed would be answered. He believed in the dreams that God gave him, and as a result, he was able to save not just the Egyptians from famine, but his own family from famine. And Moses is out there in the wilderness as a refugee, as a criminal. He has been condemned by Pharaoh, and yet God tells him to go and do his thing. And as difficult as it seemed, Moses was able to lead the children out of slavery and into the freedom of the promised land. And we could go on with all of the characters of Scripture to remind ourselves that there were, those people must have thought of themselves at one point or other as that little engine that could if it would, but they decided they would. And for us as a congregation, we have to ask the question too. Is all of that history, those 50 years, you know, the people who founded this church way back then didn't think of it as a wasted motor. They saw the possibility that God had in mind for it. And now we celebrate on June 2nd. But are we celebrating a new life? Or are we celebrating just the old? And if that's all we celebrate, then what we are doing is saying, well, it's over. We did our thing. Let's close the doors, sell the property, and do something else. But that's not what God called us to. That's not what God called those who started this church to. What God called us to was to put our faith to work. Sometimes it takes a little bit more than just saying we believe. It's great to say I believe in God. But what do you do about it? It's great to believe in Jesus Christ, but what do you do about it? Neville Chamberlain was an aide to Churchill during World War I. They were having problems with their aircraft. They were losing more aircraft and more pilots from spinning out than they were from enemy fire. In fact, I think one place I read they were losing 3 aircraft and pilots to every one that was shot down. And they knew they had to do something, but nobody knew what to do. Chamberlain, I think, was somewhat of a mathematician. He figured out the aerodynamics of the spin, and he figured out a way to correct it. He took it to the Air Force personnel, and they said, well, that's nice on paper, but we aren't going to trust any of our pilots or any airplanes to check it out. Chamberlain said, teach me to fly, and I'll prove it. 3 weeks after he qualified to be a pilot, he took his airplane as high as he could take it, and then put it deliberately into a spin. And most of those on the ground were saying, well, there he goes, he's dead. But he pulled it out again using what he had what he knew to be a fact. For him, it wasn't just a matter of saying, yeah, I believe it. It was a matter of putting his faith into action, making the engine work. That's our challenge, isn't it? To make this engine come alive and do what God has called us to do. May we be the engine that says, doesn't say, I can't, but the engine that says, I will. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hymn number 363. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Before and after the prayers, we will sing the verse that is printed in the bulletin, Lord, listen to your children pray. Are there people or concerns for which you would like to pray today?
John and Nancy. Pastor Michelle and Karen on their trip to Assembly. Lorna.
Strengthen the witness of your church in all corners of the world. Make us visible signs of your grace so others see your goodness and come to believe. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Breathe life and peace into your creation. Protect homes, fields, and communities from damaging winds. Bless environmentalists, engineers and legislators who work to curb pollution and ensure clean air for us and for our future generations. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Give to all government leaders a renewed spirit of humility and servanthood, following the example of Christ, our leader, Savior, and ruler. Uphold ceasefires, treaties, and all agreements and agencies that further the cause of peace on earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
By the resurrection of the wounded Christ, draw near to those wounded in body and spirit. Liberate all who are bound by grief, abuse, addiction, or pain. Restore faith in the despairing and hope to the suffering. We pray especially today for John and Nancy, for those attending the assembly, and for those who are in our prayers. We pray also for Lorna and those we name in our hearts before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Protect and provide for all whom you send out in missions across the world. Empower global mission organizations and partners who provide for the physical and spiritual needs of our neighbors. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give you thanks for all the saints who believed in you and who now enjoy eternal life in your name. Sustain us with your everlasting presence, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, our beginning and our end. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Lord, listen to your children pray. Peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the earth and the sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise you. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out upon all nations. And Jesus came to rescue me. This child of God would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Our sins would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was yes, an act of worship. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The night he was betrayed, our Lord, he broke the bread and blessed it then, and said, "This is my body given for you." Then he took the cup and raised it high and said, "My blood is shed for you. Forgiven, remember me. Oh, come, Lord Jesus." Remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us in these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. And with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all the creatures, with the sun, the moon, the stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray as Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
All are welcome at the table of the Lord.
Have mercy on us.
given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you.
Please stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Compassionate God, you fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice, our alms a making of peace, and our prayers the song of a grateful heart. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. I would like to make one comment. The thought just hit me. When we talk about Thomas taking that crucial step, I'm not sure if you realize that Thomas went on to be a missionary in India. And I've told some people, my youngest son's in-laws come from India, and they trace their spiritual heritage to the work that Thomas did in India. So it's not just stories, it's the truth. So let us go. We'll sing Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Heaven to earth, Christ.
give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Christ is risen.
Amen.